When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves wrestle on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves Wrestling is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Pennsylvania Mentor, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpetman, Glick's, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go mat side with Steve Williams.
Well, good evening, high school wrestling fans, and welcome to the Lockup Gymnasium for the final time this dual meet season. The Braves wrapping up the season this evening against the Red Raiders of Belfont. Belfont with a record of 13-5, the Braves at 5-8. The Red Raiders have come out and completed their warm-ups. The Braves back in the locker room ready to come out. It was senior night tonight, so the seniors getting back in, getting ready to come back out and warm up. And while they do that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships. What a way to go.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SCCV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cars plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to the Lockup Gymnasium. The Belfont Red Raiders and the Shikellamy Braves ready to tangle here in the final dual meet of the season. This is a Big 7 match. Let's take a look at this evening's starting lineup. We'll start at 126 pounds. Raquel Abioter, a sophomore for the Braves at 6-15, will take on the state ranked number 8 wrestler at this weight class, Jude Swisher. He is a sophomore, 132 pounds. Arthur Scoff for the Braves, a sophomore, will take on senior Alex Capolo. Capolo is ranked 12th in the state at 138 pounds. Gabby Bradigan, a sophomore for the Braves, will take on Brady Martin. Martin is a senior at 6-17, 145 pounds. Cade Balestrini, a senior at 26-3, ranked 4th in the state, will wrestle Ashton Cozell. He is 1-3, 152 pounds. Colton Semko, a sophomore, even at 10-10, will wrestle senior Alec Bossert. He is 7-17, 160 pounds. One of the seniors in action for the last time here this evening, Baron Emmerich, will wrestle Andrew McChesney, a freshman, at 1-9. And at 170 pounds, Gage Ashton, a sophomore for the Braves, will wrestle Steven Ivesick, a junior at 15-15. At 182 pounds, the Braves will forfeit to Tyler Benner, a senior. At 195, it'll be Logan Crick, a sophomore for the Braves, excuse me, a freshman for the Braves, against Ethan Rossman, a junior. Rossman is 25-1, ranked 10th in the state at 182. 220 pounds, Adam Young, the state's ninth-ranked wrestler. Junior Adam Young for the Braves, 24-4, will take on 15-11 junior Max Barrier. The big guys at 285, Aaron Rivera, the Brave junior, will take on sophomore Tyler Putnam. The Braves will forfeit at 106 and 113, and Damian Wolf, a senior for the Braves, will finish up with Lane Ikey. Ikey is a sophomore. So we next thing up will be the captains shaking hands at the middle of the mat. And while they do that, let's take this short time out. You're listening to Shikley Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back to the Lockoff Gymnasium. 126 pounds to get the party started. Caleb Yoder, a sophomore for the Braves. Sophomore Jude Swisher. Swisher currently ranked 8th in the state. Swisher with two real nice takedowns and escape in between. Leads quickly here by the score of 4-1 over Caleb Yoder of Shikellamy. And now 6-1 as he gets a two-point near fall. Swisher will step out to the right side. He's got the far arm of Yoder tucked underneath. Turks the legs, puts Yoder on his side. Loses the Turk. Yoder clears the arm, stands. And with 10 seconds, they go off the edge of the mat. Neutral, point for Yoder. Yoder in, wants a leg. Swisher down heavy on the head. Snaps him down, circles to the right side. And with 1 second to go, gets a takedown. So Jude Swisher with an 8-2 lead over Shikellamy's Caleb Yoder. Second period wrestling. Referee's down. Yoder on the bottom. Tries to stand. Swisher with a tight waist. Pressure forward. Breaks him down. And now with a vicious cross face, takes a far leg. Turks the legs. And stacks Yoder over onto his back. Beautiful cross-face Turk tilt. Three-point near fall as Yoder comes through to his base. And now a two-on-one tilt. He pulls Yoder back into a high bridge. Yoder fights back to his stomach. Not yet. He still has the hand. Now he lets it go. Three-point near fall. And 14-2 in favor of Jude Swisher. And he rolls Yoder to his back with a cross-face arm, and he pins him. 2 minutes and 53 seconds of the second period, and a 6-0 lead for Bellefonte. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once-a-year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000, and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
And we are back 132 pounds. It will be Gabby Bradigan wrestling at 132. She'll take on Alex Coppolo, a senior, 26-4. Coppolo with a headlock. Bradigan drops her hips. Coppolo with the shoulder. And he puts Bradigan on her back. And pins her. So Gabby Bradigan fall in 44 seconds. And that gives the Bellefonte Raiders a 12-0 lead. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back. 138 pounds, Draper Buck, for the Braves. Brady Martin wrestling for Bellefonte. And Buck with a takedown. Cradles Martin, puts him on his back. Now steps over, tries to split the legs. He's got the cradle tight. Martin breaks the cradle. Three-point near fall. And Draper Buck leads 5-0. Buck right side, tight waist. Martin stands. Buck back heels and puts him back to the mat. Grabs a bar on the way down. Martin clears the bar. Buck goes to a far side cradle. Got the cradle locked in. Rolls Martin over. He's got Martin on his back again. Referee down looking. And he pins him. 1 minute and 39 seconds of the first period. That puts the Braves on the score 12-6 in favor of Bellefonte. And we are back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
And we are back. Alex Bossert comes to the mat for Belfont. He has been wrestling up at 152, but weighing in at 145 tonight, just so he can wrestle Cade Balestrini in his final showing here at the Lockoff Gymnasium. And already up by the score of 4-2 is Balestrini on Bosser. Balestrini up under the arms. Duck under. 2-point takedown for Balestrini. Let's Bosser it up. 1-point escape. On their feet. Arm pass to a head inside single by Balestrini. Bosser sprawling. Balestrini cuts the corner. 2-point takedown. 8-3 lead for Balestrini. Now 8-4 as he'll let Bossert up again with 40 seconds to go. Goes right back at him. Russian hook right by Balestrini. Bossert ties up in ahead. Duck under. Double. Dump to the mat. 2-point takedown for Cade Balestrini. And they will go off the edge of the mat with 26 seconds to go. One-point escape as he lets Bossert up. Back on their feet. Bossert ties up in the head. That's what Balestrini wants as he ducks under it. Two-point takedown. Balestrini with 10 seconds to go in the first period. He leads 12-5. That is the end of the first period. 12-5 lead for Shikalimi's Cade Balestrini, one of the four seniors here this evening. Cade, Jake Reedy, Baron Emmerich, and Damian Wolf all fetted here this evening before the start of the dual meet. Balestrini in on a deep double. Picks Bossert up, trips them to the mat, 2-point takedown. And they go off the edge of the mat, 14-5 lead for Balestrini. Hands on the back, optional start. He'll let Bossert up. Over and under hook, lateral drop by Balestrini. Puts Bossert right to his back. Referee down looking. Bossert props up that left shoulder. Balestrini up under the arm. Puts on the headlock. Applies the pressure. And he pins him. 2:56 of the second period. Cade Balestrini with a fall. That evens the score at a dozen each. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikalemi athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
And we are back, 152 pounds. I was going to say Colton Semko, but that unmistakable haircut of Baron Emmerich out on the mat right now against Andrew McChesney. McChesney is a freshman, 1-9 freshman. Emmerich, one of the seniors here this evening, and he opens up with a real nice takedown. A riding right side on McChesney. Going to let him up. Go some takedowns. Emmerich has been out, I'm going to say since the Milton match, I believe, with a knee injury that he suffered in practice. With some thought that maybe he would wrestle on Saturday, but he wanted to be ready to wrestle tonight for senior night. So he stayed out of the lineup, ready to go tonight. Two-point takedown for Emmerich. He leads 4-1. works left side, 2-on-1. Goes to the rear, back to the left side, tight waist. Crossbody arm now goes half Nelson on the left side. That's the end of the first period, 4-1, the lead for Shikellamy's Baron Emmerich over Andrew McChesney. Braves Junior High winning tonight, 42-24. Very abbreviated match. Belfont with maybe, probably not even a dozen wrestlers. I think it was maybe 10 wrestlers. Second period wrestling, referee's down position. Emmerich on the bottom. McChesney, tight waist. Inside stand up by Emmerich, working on the hands. Posts the hands, 1 point escape for Baron Emmerich. Emmerich, who has wrestled a lot of the season at 160, looks monstrous at 152. McChesney shoots in on the leg. Emmerich flattens him out, breaks the grip, circles to the side. McChesney still hangs on. Now Emmerich clears a leg, comes to the rear. 2 point takedown for Baron Emmerich and a 7-1 lead. Emmerich goes to work with the arm pry on the right side. Coaches tell him to let him up. That's what he's going to do. McChesney right back in on a nice reshot. Baron was a little sloppy on that release, and now McChesney in deep on the right leg of Baron Emmerich. Emmerich, using the length that he has, squares his hips. McChesney, a good tight grip on that right leg, pulls it in. Emmerich now gets his hips back. McChesney pulls it back in. Emmerich cross faces from the right side. And a stalemate stop in the action. He released McChesney, did it a little bit sloppy, and McChesney with a nice reshot. That's what you want your freshman to do. On the feet, tied up. McChesney in on the leg again. He found something. Emmerich flattens him out, trying to get his leg free. McChesney hangs on like a pit bull. That is the end of the second period. The score is 7-2. Baron Emmerich of Shikellamy on top of Andrew McChesney. Third period wrestling. Referee's down position. Emmerich on top. He goes to work on the left side. Far arm, traps a near leg, flattens McChesney out. McChesney presses back to his knees. Now Emmerich goes to the right side, 2-on-1 on the right arm. Can't get McChesney flat in the mat. McChesney stays small, stays on his base. Minute 15 to go. Cross face by Emmerich. Now McChesney gets big so he doesn't get cradled. Emmerich not able to do anything with McChesney now. McChesney stands, turns, 1 point escape and a 7-3 lead for Emmerich. On their feet. Over and under hook. 40 seconds to go. McChesney in once a leg again. Emmerich sprawls, needs to get his hips back, because once McChesney gets hold of that leg, he ain't going to let go. Got the leg. Comes back the opposite way with it. And that is the end of the third period. Baron Emmerich. A 7-3 win. Puts the Braves in the lead, 15-12. We're back with 160 right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
All right, we are back. Well, the Braves moving some things around. Ethan Richner for Belfont receiving a forfeit at 160 pounds. The Braves have run out of their supply of wrestlers. So that puts Belfont back into the lead, 18-15. And now we have Gage Ashton and Steven Ivichsik. Ashton, a sophomore, Ivichsik, a junior. He was 15-15, and Ivichsik opens the action with a takedown. Leads 2-0. Working left side. Traps a far arm, far wrist. Locks in a bottom leg cradle. Now switches to a top leg cradle. He's got the cradle. Rolls Ashton over. Ashton bridging, and he pins him. 1 minute and 15 seconds of the first period. Ivichsik of Belfont with the fall. 24-15 in favor of Belfont. We're back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
And we are back. While you were away, another forfeit at 182. The Braves forfeiting to Tyler Benner, so the score now 30-15. And at 195, Ethan Rossman, a junior, against Logan Crick. And Rossman has Crick in a world of hurt already. He's got him in the cradle. He's got him on his back. Crick will do well to get out of this. He will not. 34-second fall. Rossman, ranked 10th in the state, with the fall. And that makes the score 36-15, and we're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
And we are back. Adam Young for the Braves. And Tyler Putnam, the fans behind me tell me. So we will put him in there. He generally is their heavyweight. Maybe moving Barrier up. But at any rate, Young with the takedown leads 2-0, and he puts Putnam on his back. And he pins him. Quick night here tonight. 59-second fall for Adam Young. 36-21 in favor of Belfont. And we're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life changing.
And we are back, the big guys. Aaron Rivera for the Braves, junior 0-3, junior Max Barrier. He's not 15-1. Why did I just type that? I gotta look it up again. Max Barrier. He's 15-11. I forgot a 1 there. 15-11. So they switched Putnam and Barrier. They've been wrestling just the exact opposite. Figuring probably neither one of those guys was going to beat Adam Young, so they had to try and split here. 36-21, the Braves trail Belfont, but the Braves have those forfeit brothers coming up at 106 and 113 pounds. It's killed them all season long. Wrestler center circle, locked up. Barrier trying to snap Rivera down. Barrier, a blast double. Rivera can't get his hips back, and Barrier takes him down. Two-point takedown. Barrier steps to the side, puts on the half Nelson, rolls Rivera over onto his back. He's got Rivera over. Steps back over, puts on the reverse Nelson. Applies the pressure, and he pins him. Now the buzzer went off. Referee says, yep, he's done. So the official time of the fall for Max Barrier will be a minute and 59, 42-21 in favor of the Raiders. We're back after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070, WKOK, and at WKOK.com.
Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
And we are back. And while you were away, again, the forfeit brothers in the Shikellamy blue, maroon, and white give up matches to Aiden O'Shea and Aaron Little. So the score now 54-21. Final match of the evening, senior Damian Wolf for the Braves, 11-11 against Lane Ikey. He's a sophomore at 12-4. These two guys ranked in the region. Ikey is ranked number one, Wolf ranked number seven. Wolf trying a duck under Ikey, catches him, takes him down, and with a cross arm, takes the elbow, puts Wolf over onto his back. Wolf bridges. Ikey applies the pressure. They're right smack dab in the middle of the mat. Ikey steps over. Referee looks, and he pins him. Quick night tonight. 53-second fall. Lots of quick falls. So that'll make the final score 60-21 in favor of the Raiders. And we will be back right after this. You're listening to Brave Wrestling on News Radio 1070 WKOK and at WKOK.com.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
And we are back at the Lockup Gymnasium. A quick one here this evening. The Bellefonte Red Raiders 60, the Shikellamy Braves 21. The Braves' next action will be next Saturday when they travel to Clearfield to compete in the District 4 and 9 District Tournament. We will be on the air for the finals. Of course, there will be wrestling all day out in Clearfield. Always some good wrestling. We get to see some of the kids out in the western part of the state that we don't get to see. And then the following weekend, they'll be in Altoona Friday and Saturday. And the same deal will be on the air for the finals. And then they'll finish up the season in Hershey. Hard to believe that it is almost to the end of the wrestling season for the Shikellamy Braves. But indeed it is, as they finish up their dual meet season here this evening. Let's take a look at how things shaped up here. Braves had a short lead, had a lead for a short period of time, but too many kids roaming the hallways and not roaming a mat room. That's the big difference. 126 pounds, Jude Swisher, currently ranked 8th in the state, was a winner by fall over Caleb Yoder in the second period, 6-0 Bellefonte. At 132 pounds, Gabby Bradigan getting a start here this evening. She got received a forfeit earlier in the season, so technically was 1-0 coming into this, but boy, she wrestled one tough hombre, Alex Coppola. He is ranked 12th in the state. And Coppola with a fall, making it 12-0. But the Braves fight back. Draper Buck, who has quietly put together a pretty good season here at the end of the year, he gets a first period fall over Brady Martin, 12-6. The Braves get closer, 145 pounds. Cade Balestrini with a second period fall over Alex Bossert, score tied at 12, 152 pounds. Baron Emmerich, as my old sidekick Phil Lockoff used to say, making his final debut here tonight. Emmerich, the senior, with a 7-3 win over freshman Andrew McChesney. The Braves lead 15-12, 160 pounds. The Braves, as I mentioned, ran out of bodies, so Ethan Rickner received a forfeit. Rickner, a freshman at 1-9, 18-15 in favor of the Red Raiders. 170 pounds, Steven Avisic. A minute and 15-second fall over Shikellamy's Gage Ashton, 24-15. Tyler Benner receives a fall for or a forfeit from Bellefonte at 195. Ethan Rossman, a first period fall over Logan Crick, 36-15. At 220 pounds, Adam Young of Shikellamy, a first period fall over Tyler Putnam, 36-21. At 285, Max Barrier, a first period fall over Aram Rivera of Shikellamy, 42-21. The Braves forfeit to Aiden O'Shea and Aaron Little at 106 and 113. And then, yep, you guessed it, another first period fall at 120. Lane Ikey of Bellefonte with a fall over Damian Wolf. So the Braves will finish the season at 5-9, 14-5, the final record for Bellefonte. We'll see these guys again in 2 weeks down in Altoona. They will be in that tournament along with the Shikellamy Braves and the whole northwestern part of the state in the Northwest Regional Finals. Regionals, always a great tournament to go to. So from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium, where again the final score, Bellefonte 60, Shikellamy 21. The Braves finished their dual meet season with a record of 5-9 and now head to the postseason. The Braves Junior High winning here this evening. They finished their season at 13-9. Join me again next Saturday from Clearfield for the finals of the District 4-9 individual tournament and see who will take the next steps toward the Giant Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. For Mark Lawrence, high atop our Blue Hill Studios, making me sound real good tonight. Thank you very much, Mark. This is Steve Williams inviting you back again when the Braves throw it down on the Resolute. Shikellamy Brave High School Wrestling is a WKOK sports presentation. Good night.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.